calls. My mother, attend me. He did not move. He hit me with something invisible that knocked me back 10 feet and tore a groan out of me. The discipline shown by Narayan and his arm holders astonished me. They did not rush Shadow Spinner. They did not come to me and separate themselves farther from their target. They moved only slightly, so they were better balanced and disposed, their adjustment barely perceptible. Shadow Spinner rose slowly, a man in pain. He slipped a crutch beneath one arm. Yes, a cripple, with no chance for repairs because my only ally won't lend me help he might regret when he decides I've outlived my usefulness. And I have you to thank. He extended a hand. An almost invisible rope of indigo fire snaked from his fingers to me. He made a pulling gesture. The rope dragged me forward. The pain was intense. I contained my scream, barely. He wanted me to scream. He wanted me to waken the camp so he could show his incompetence what he had accomplished despite their inattention. He wanted to play cat and mouse. The wall of the tent behind him exploded inward. Two blades ripped canvas and Ram came flying through. Shadow Spinner turned. Ram smashed into him, sent him stumbling toward Narayan. Narayan and his arm holders moved like mongooses striking. Narayan had his rumble around the Shadow Master's throat so fast my eyes insisted it was witchcraft. The arm holders had the Shadow Master's limbs extended before he lost momentum. The purple rope ripped away from me. It lashed one of the arm holders. The man's eyes grew huge. He stifled a scream and tried to hang on, but lost his grip. Shadow Spinner whipped the rope at Narayan. Narayan's eyes bugged. He lost his grip on his rumel. Shadow Spinner turned on the other arm holder. Ram grabbed Shadow Spinner from behind, by the neck and buttocks, and hoisted him overhead. Shadow Spinner lashed at him. He did not seem able to feel pain. He dropped to one knee, smashed the Shadow Master down on the other. I heard bones break. The world would have heard an earth-shaking scream if Narayan had not been so good with a rumel. He looped Shadow Spinner's neck on the fly as Ram hurled him down. Falling with Spinner, he had a tight loop on when the cry tried to force its way out. Ram and Narayan both hung on. Blade stepped inside the tent, casually drove his blade through Shadow Spinner's heart.
I know you people have your ways, but let's not take chances.
There is an incredible vitality in someone like Shadow Spinner. Blade was right. Even stabbed several times and thoroughly strangled, back broken, Shadow Spinner kept struggling. Ram, Narayan, and both arm holders hung on. I stepped up and helped Blade cut and stab. Swan stood outside the gap in the tent and gawked, so rattled he could do nothing but keep watch.
Poor Swan. War and violence just were not his thing.
We carved Shadow Spinner into a half dozen pieces before he stopped struggling. We stood around the results. All of us were covered with blood. Nobody seemed inclined to do anything but pant and wonder if we'd really succeeded. Narayan, who seldom showed any humor, broke the spell.
Am I a strangler saint now, mistress?
3 times over. You're immortal. We'd better get out of here. Everybody grab a piece. Swan made a choked,